You are listening to Angie's Campfire Stories, a podcast for kids by kids. I am your host, Angela Alvarez, and I'll be sharing a scary story with you each week. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or any other platform that you can get your podcast from.
Meet Daniel. He's been working as a pizza delivery guy for 3 months now. He's saving up money to move to a different city. But some nights were rough. Pizza's here. Oh, hey, thanks. Hey, what about my tip? That evening, he decided, tomorrow is my last day of delivering pizzas. I will look for a different job. I will tell my boss that I just can't take this anymore. The next evening, after talking to his boss, Daniel was ready for his last night of pizza delivery.
Hey Daniel, I left the last delivery especially for you, as a parting gift and for being such a great employee. It's a new address by Douglas Road. That's the rich side of town. And check this, they ordered 10 extra large pizzas. They'll give you a good tip, I'm sure.
Thanks, but I'm still quitting after this.
Yeah, I know. Look, make sure you take Canal Street to get to this address. A tree fell on the main road this morning that goes up to Douglas Road.
Canal Street? Is there any other way up there?
No. What's the matter? You scared of taking that street?
Well, do you remember what happened there in the 90s?
Hi there! Can we get free slices of pepperoni?
Of course. And these are fresh right out of the oven too.
I'll catch you later then. I'm going to go deliver these 10 pizzas. Okay, he said to take Canal Street. He turned onto a long and winding road. Both sides were lined with tall pine trees. As he drove down the street, the trees blocked out the sky. It gave you the impression of driving into a pitch-black tunnel. He started to feel uneasy. You see, Canal Street had a history, a bad history. Some teenagers had come down to play hide-and-seek in the 90s down there. 3 of them disappeared that night, vanished without a trace. And 2 of them were found. They were alive, but they had been tied up to the trunk of a pine tree, 20 feet up in the air. When the police asked them how they ended up tied up like that, they reported that all 5 of them had met this old frail woman wearing a black veil in the woods. She said she was lost. So they all walked with her until they found this old mansion surrounded by this ancient iron gate. The next thing the 2 surviving kids remembered was waking up tied to the tree, feet dangling in the air, and no sign of the 3 other friends. The police never found the old woman or the mansion in the woods. The case was never solved. Over the years, the events of that night became a local ghost story about this black-veiled lady who lives in a secret mansion in the Canal Street woods. Daniel grew up listening to that story. It made his spine tingle just thinking about it. This was not the road he wanted to be driving on at night.
You've arrived at your destination.
Where is the house? All he could see were the shadows of dark pine trees moving in the wind. Oh, there's an intercom.
it's the pizza guy. I'm here. I have all 10 pizza pies.
Out of the darkness open two large iron gates.
He faced a long dark path to what looked like a dimly lit house in the distance.
Ugh, these pizzas are heavy. Whoa!
Well, that's strange. I hope I can get out of here later. Finally, the house came into view. Daniel had never seen a house this big in his life. It looked like a palace with lots of windows. Most of the windows were dark, but some looked like they were reflecting candlelight inside. But they certainly were not taking care of the place. As he approached the front door, he passed a sad garden. It was full of dried up flowers and broken statues, and ugh, the smell. What was that smell? Yuck. Pizza. Pizza. 2 more minutes had passed. No sign of anyone. Hello? He put the pizzas down. Okay, no one's home. They can't hear me. He stepped back on the gravel path. Pizza's here! Hello? He felt his whole body freeze as soon as he saw it. There was a face staring at him from one of the windows. He couldn't look away. It was a woman, an old hag. Her eyes glowed in the darkness, and she had this unsettling smile. It looked sinister and evil and even dangerous. He ran back down the gravel path to the gates he had passed earlier. He tried to climb. He turned around to see a figure with a black veil floating towards him.
I did it.
He never looked back. Things were never the same for Daniel after that night. For one thing, no one believed him when he told them what had happened to him. He also started having nightmares of the lady in the mansion every night. He couldn't stop thinking or talking about it. People thought he had gone crazy. In fact, things got so bad that after a couple of weeks, he moved to another town in hopes of starting a new life. In this new town, he got hired as a grocery store clerk. He started to sleep at night again, and things seemed to get better, but they only seemed that way. One stormy night, Daniel was working the late shift. The last customer had just left the store. He was sweeping the floors. He was almost ready to leave for the night. But that's when the light started flickering. On and off. He started walking towards the front of the store to look for a flashlight, when a loud crash was heard in the next aisle. What was that? Could someone have stayed inside the store without him knowing? Hello, is someone there? He started walking a bit faster. Daniel was frozen in sheer horror. The black-veiled woman had found him, except this time she didn't have her veil on. Her face glowed pale white, and she grinned as the lights continued to flicker on and on. Closer and closer. With each step she took, Daniel became colder and colder. It was as if she was drinking his soul. Closer and closer and closer and closer and... Hehehehe.